everyone, and welcome back to the Modern Court Reporter podcast, where we discuss all things court reporting. I'm your host, Brittany Jones, and I'm here with Darlene Williams. I'm going to turn the floor over to Darlene as she introduces our guest today, Paul Brophy, Senior IT Manager at Planet Depots. He'll be sharing key information and advice about cybersecurity for new reporters.
Thanks, Brittany. Hi, Paul. Thanks for joining us today for this podcast episode. Why don't we get started with you introducing yourself to our listeners and let them know how long you've been in IT and how long you've been at Planet Depots.
Thank you, Darlene. I really appreciate it. Happy to be here. I've been in IT for longer than Google is old. So I've been in IT since the 90s. It's definitely changed since then. And we always are changing things and improving things. I've been with Planet Depots for about a year and a half, and I'm super excited still to be here, learning about what we do and how we do things and working with our outside vendors and clients. It's so much fun.
Great. So let's get right into the meat of everything that we're here to talk about today. Tell us, what is cybersecurity?
That's such a big question and such a relevant question nowadays. So in essence, cybersecurity is protection of data, protection of the data, the systems that you use, how you use them, where you go to on the internet, and protecting your home network or business network. So how you do that is definitely a big thing to think about every day, day in, day out. It's like sometimes it's like even that random email that you get can be so dangerous that if you click on it, it can infect your computer and do a lot of damage to everything.
Interesting. So give us just a rundown. Why is it important to have cybersecurity?
The big thing is why is because we want to protect the data that we have in our, on our phones, on our laptops, on our networks. That is the most critical, most important part of what we do as a business or as a person. If you can think about it from a user, home user perspective, if somebody got into your bank account, how bad would that be? And then we go to work. It's like if somebody that, got into your work account and got access to all of your data and all of your systems, how bad would that be? We're trying to stop that from happening, stop people from getting access to that kind of data. Because in essence, they're going to do bad things with it. It's like we do good work, but they do really bad work, and getting access to that information is paramount that we try and stop it.
Always good information to have to start with. So as court reporters, do our clients require us to use cybersecurity to transmit their information?
Yes. So a lot of all of our clients want to keep that information that we do record as safe and secure as possible. So we want to try and protect that and stop it getting into the bad bad actors' hands. We hear about infections. We hear about breaches all the time, and you definitely don't want to be part of one of those things. That's that is just a horrendous thing, and you feel bad for getting that data out and letting people have access to that data. And so we try and be secure as secure as possible. Some of the things that we do recommend are, installing the updates from Microsoft and the patches on your laptop as often as possible. They come out from Microsoft once a month, but Dell also gives out patches. So we recommend patching the machines as regularly as possible. Encrypting things, using BitLocker to encrypt your laptop or your external hard drive. And also as well, make sure you have up-to-date antivirus to try and stop things from infecting your computer. And malware is very bad as well, and that potentially gives people random access to your computer as well. So you're trying to stop people from doing those bad things. Trying to be as secure and as safe as possible. And then one of the other things that we should do on a regular basis is to change our passwords. We are creatures of habits.
True.
We always use the same password and use this from one application to another. Our recommendation is to use different passwords. And to help manage all of that, you can use a password manager. So something like 1Password is, they can be free and they can be easy to use as well. And so changing your password probably every 90 days is recommended, and not reusing the same password. And using a phrase, so with numbers, letters, characters, and uppercase and lowercase characters, and a special character as well. And then also as well, if you can turn on multi-factor authentication or a second request for the password, that is a huge, huge benefit. So usually the banking software has that to send you a text message or send you something on an app. If you can do that for as many applications as you use, it is highly, highly recommended.
Who needs to be using cybersecurity, Paul?
Anybody that has a computer, really. Anybody that has data on their computer, or you know, even browses the internet. You know, from a user perspective, it's paramount to keep people out and to not click on links, to try and be as secure as possible, because you don't want that infection on your computer. It's like even using your home computer and it stopped working because there's things popping up and flashing at you. You want to prevent that as much as possible. That's what a good antivirus program helps you with, and good cleanup with updates and patches on a regular basis.
So then how do we go about getting cybersecurity, and what criteria should we use for selecting the software?
So there's a lot of software out there. And again, it's like you can go into your local Best Buy and talk to Geek Squad and things like that. They'll certainly help you and point you in the right direction for using the right software and right systems. Most of them do the same thing. There's different variations. When you go into a business level, they do a lot more things of logging and monitoring and auditing. But from a home user perspective, you know, using those systems that, you know, McAfee's or Norton's or Bitdefender, they're pretty standard, that they keep all the same security levels and keep you safe from doing different things. You know, they also add in browser add-ins that, if you're going to a bad website, it'll stop you and pop up, give you a pop-up saying, are you sure you want to go to this website? It looks suspicious. And if something is suspicious and looks suspicious, it probably is, because it's, you know, too good to be true.
So very, very true words. So then how often do these cybersecurity programs update their protocols? And is this something that they automatically push through to you as a subscriber, or do you have to go find those and update yourself?
So from a Windows perspective, you can look for them. If you type in check for updates, that will bring you up to the page in Windows, and you can click on it and download all of the updates. For a Dell laptop, if you use Dell, they use Dell Command. You can click again, search for Dell Command, and any updates or firmware updates, we recommend running them as often as possible. I would say check them manually once a week to make sure you're up to date. With the antivirus and anti-malware programs, they do it pretty often themselves, and they keep you up to date. If there's a pop-up to reboot your laptop, I recommend rebooting your laptop, and also as well rebooting your laptop probably about once a week, just to give it a clean up, get the memory freed up, and then start your programs again. It gives it a new lease of life, and it'd probably be a little bit faster.
Awesome. So as we wrap up this really interesting topic here of cybersecurity, what words of wisdom do you have for our new listeners, or for advice for a new reporter as far as getting this whole aspect under control?
Use the resources that you have. It's like talk to friends that are IT people, talk to Geek Squad. They're always happy to talk about things. If something is too good to be true, if you receive it in an email, do not click on the link. Just be safe browsing the internet, and you know, try and go to websites that you know are secure and safe when you're shopping or doing anything on the internet. So yeah, too good to be true is probably the easiest way to remember it.
Well, Paul, thanks for taking time to talk to us this morning about this really important topic. We appreciate your insight and your expertise, and we'll touch base with you again in the future and see what other words of wisdom you have for us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks again, Paul and Darlene, for your time. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on this episode. We hope you tune in again next time on the Modern Court Reporter.